everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Monday. That means it's Idea Lab time. Today, I'm bringing you on a personal journey I've been on for the last 2-3 years. I'm going to reveal to you my personal longevity protocol. And what that simply means is my plan to live to 100. How I'm doing it and why I'm doing it. I'll reveal all shortly. Quick shout out to my sponsor, Sage. Sage is the number one provider of payroll, accounting and HR solutions to small and medium-sized enterprises all across the globe, just like me and you. To find out more about how Sage can help you get prepared for self-assessment and payroll year-end, click the link in the podcast description. Speaking of sponsors, if you'd like to be a sponsor of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast in 2023, you can. We're now accepting applications for sponsors for next year. To find out more, you can email me, Gary at Mr. Gary Fox, that's mrgaryfox.com, or go to the website mrgaryfox.com to find out more. We're available from January 1st. Now, my personal longevity protocol. How fancy does that sound? So anyone that's listened to this pod for a long time, well, no, I am big into my health and I always have been, but in the last 3 years, I've really started taking it seriously. And that was all sparked from going to a preventive medicine specialist to get my bloods done. And what that means is he does a full physical examination of you and he sits down and goes through all your family history. Then he takes, I'd say it's 14 or 15 vials of blood and tests you for literally everything. If you're a regular listener, you kind of know some of the story already. I went there kind of going, hoping to get an attaboy. My God, you're superhuman. You're aging in reverse. And instead, I got really bad news. I got like high cholesterol, high cortisol, low testosterone, and an irregular heartbeat. That was not what I was expecting. So I've been on a really big journey in the last 3 years to combat all of those. I take a very practical approach to everything. I think it's the entrepreneur in me. I take a very problem-solving approach to everything. So I kind of got straight into it. I kicked straight in. I was like, right, give me everything. Give me everything I need to do to make this better. So I'll go through the kind of different things we've done. So I get my bloods done twice a year, religiously. Twice a year, every 6 months, I go get a medical from him and get my bloods done. And what that means is he takes 12, 14 bottles of blood. This is not one for the squeamish, but if it saves your life, what does 30 seconds really matter? He takes all the bloods. 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from him. He goes, okay, Gary, this is this, this result is this. So what sparked this? I literally just got my bloods results for this end of the year just a few days ago. And it kind of sparked me to talk about it because everything has been trending in the right direction now. And that's come from compounding effect of everything that I've done. So to kind of break it down simply, the irregular heartbeat, he thinks had come from some sort of infection that had happened. I'd never had an irregular heartbeat. I'd been tested loads for sports back through the years, whether it was football or MMA. I'd done lots of high-grade medicals, and I'd never had an issue. And it was only when he listened to it. And then when he let me listen to it, I was like, oh yeah, that definitely doesn't sound like the bump bump it should sound like. So went to the Black Rock, spent like a day there, 2 days there, and got like every sort of heart test done that I could. And while it was scary, it was also unbelievable because I was definitely the youngest person there by a million miles. And I just felt that I'd taken my own health back in my hands. And here's one of the biggest things I want to talk about. And I'm passionate about this. The health space is ripe for disruption. I think we haven't even started to tip into the health space yet. And if you're an entrepreneur, this is the space I would be looking at. You see Pat Phelan and the guys doing it now with Limbo in terms of glucose monitoring for your bloods. I think bloods is going to be everything when it comes to health, because otherwise you're kind of walking around blind. I think it's the equivalent of before we had Google Maps, we just had physical maps and we would be like flicking through randomly, or we just figured out as we went. Now you'd never think of like going somewhere without Google Maps if you don't know where you're going. And it's the same, I think, of Google Analytics. That's used to track everything. Like, we're able to track everything now, but we still fly blind when it comes to our hearts and our bodies, and we go and get something done when something is wrong. And I vowed, after going to this guy to get my medical done, I vowed I'd never be like that person who is like, oh yeah, you know, they just didn't catch it in time, or oh, he just didn't know he had this thing. And you hear about this all the time, you know, athlete drops dead from sudden heart attack, or you know, athlete is really sick, or just normal person is really sick because they hadn't just found out. So I vowed that would never happen. So I booked myself in for bloods twice a year. He checks out everything. So he checks out, I'll run through some of the results with you. So he does a full blood count. He does glucose, cortisol. It checks your liver function. He checks cancer screening markers. So if you potentially would have cancer coming down the line, that's already checked and caught. Folic acid, vitamin B12, urea, sodium, proteins. Like some of the stuff I don't even know what this is. Uric acid, fasting lipid profile, really, really important. So that checks all your different types of cholesterols, HDL cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, matches them up. So, and the beauty of what I'm doing is, and what you should be doing, is tracking this over a long period of time, because then you're able to see how things are progressing or not, or going the other way, which is equally important. Even things like your cortisol, that is probably the one area I haven't got under control, because as an entrepreneur, you run your own business, you're at the mercy of a lot of external things. That's probably my one area that I'm still weak on. So I started taking a lot of supplements. So I'll run through kind of what I take and why I take them. A lot of them are quite normal. You'd be taking them anyway. So the normal ones are fish oil, vitamin C, vitamin D, and then I take a Super Greens supplement from Sun Warrior. I also take creatine for recovery from training. And then the more unusual ones are pine bark extract. And what that is that's similar to a statin. A lot of people are on statins. And when I went to actually get my heart checked by a doctor, traditional doctor, we'll call him, he was like, oh yeah, I've reviewed your bloods. You should definitely be on a statin. I'm going to write your prescription right now. And I was like, no, I'm definitely not going on a statin. What else is there? And almost as a casual aside remark, he just goes, oh, well, you know, pine bark extract does the same thing. And I was like, I'm already on that for the last like 6 months. Someone else had told me about it. This other doctor, he was like, oh, right. Yeah. Well, that does the same. And I was like, why is that not given to people instead of a statin? He was like, oh, it just isn't. Make your own conclusions as to why that is. Black seed oil. This is really nasty stuff, but if you take it in capsule format, it's much more palatable. That is for your heart, and that is to keep your heart and blood vessels clear. Really, really good stuff. Red yeast rice, again, similarly for your cholesterol, keeping your cholesterol low. And the proof is in the pudding for me. Everything has dropped or gone up, depending on which way you want it to go. Cholesterol has gone way down. Testosterone has gone way up. And my cortisol levels have dropped. So all these kind of supplements taken over time and taken compounding. A friend of mine saw everything I was taking. He was like, oh, what do you take all them for? And I'm like, kind of lots of things and kind of insurance, because some of them you take not to get sick. Some of them you take to try combat things that you already have, like the cholesterol and things like that. And others like the Super Greens and stuff I take not to get sick. You know, this time of year, November, December, it's a really bad time of the year for people getting sick. And then there's a lot of talk about testosterone replacement therapy. So for the last 2 years, I've also taken testosterone injections every third day. And as a result of that, my testosterone has increased, is quadrupled, which is pretty impressive result. So I feel immensely better. I feel way, way better. Again, it's not this magic kind of like you wake up overnight and suddenly you can walk through walls. But compared to how I felt 2 years ago, it's night and day. I've also done certain other things that are kind of more progressive and active. So strength training, introduced that religiously 4 to 5 times a week, depending. And then recovery sessions. This was something I never did when I was younger. A recovery session just didn't exist. Recovery is not talked about. So now I do 2 saunas per week and 2 cold plunges per week in the sea, minimum of 5 minutes. So I do this in, there's a place with an outdoor sauna near close to me. And then straight after, we just get straight in the sea. And that is immense. That is probably one of the best things I've done for my mental health and also just for my overall health. It's a place called Fodsale. And it's in Greystones, and it's unbelievable. You book it for 30 minutes. And just in terms of a community thing as well, it's really good for your head that way. You know, there's the same kind of people going on there every certain time at a certain week. And there's a real community atmosphere. And just the effect, the mental effect that sauna has and that cold plunge has is it's phenomenal. It's hard to overstate how important that has been. So if there is a sauna and a sea nearby, go try it a couple of times. And it's not easy, but it's hard enough to be enjoyable, if you know what them, if you know what I mean. I also then track everything. So my bloods are all tracked. They're all inputted into a database that I have here. And I also think that's a huge opportunity. There should be someone building a Google Analytics for your health. So two ideas I want people to pursue out of this. And if they are working on them, contact me and I'll work on them with you. One of them is a Google Analytics for your health, inputting all the data from your, for example, I wear a Whoop and I wear a Garmin. I wear them for different things. Garmin's more like an active tracker, monitoring my runs, my saunas, my things like that. And then the Whoop is to, literally this morning, or literally 10 minutes ago before I started recording this, the Whoop 4 arrived in the door. And that is to, I've been wearing the Whoop 3 now for ages, and that records recovery. So that tracks your sleep, that tracks your kind of heart rate, your heart rate variability. And again, none of these are magic. Everybody that asks me sees my Whoop on my hand and they're like, oh, you're wearing the Whoop, what's it like? And I can see people's eyes kind of glaze over after I go, yeah, it's really good, but it won't take you out the door itself to bring you for a run. It's a nudge. All these things are a nudge, and they're a gradual millimeter of a nudge. None of them are magic, but taken together and taken over a long period of time, they're unbelievably powerful. I have data on my wrist now from the last 4 years, I'm going to say three and a half, 4 years, definitely since I started wearing the Whoop. And like that sort of data is phenomenally powerful. Taken in itself, like taken today on a Monday, the 21st of November, one day of data is almost useless, but 100 days of data is useful. 200 days of data is pretty good. And then 2000 days of data is unbelievable. I mean, if you're able to track this throughout your life, you're going to be able to see little micro changes. So I think it's only a matter of time before we see reactive medicine and proactive medicine, in terms of you'll have your Whoop on your wrist and you'll be getting a ping on your phone going, like the Limbo guys are a perfect example. Again, they're taking a proactive approach. So what the Limbo is, if you haven't, I don't use it, this is not an endorsement, but if you haven't seen it, the likes of Pat Phelan uses it and documents it, DC Callahan uses it and documents it, Jamie Heaslip uses it and documents it. And what they do is when they eat food, they have it syncs directly to their phone. It's a blood glucose monitor, which is permanently embedded into their arm, covered by a little patch, and then that tracks their blood glucose level. And when they eat something, it either spikes or stays level. And the whole goal is to stay within a certain range. That will become the power for your health, not just for blood, for everything. Your fit, your sleep, your heart rate variability, what you eat, everything you do, your exercise. All that data will collate together and be brought together by some really smart company, probably someone like a Whoop, or maybe you're working on it right now. And that will be preventative. That will be life-changing. That will be the equivalent of Google Maps. That will be the equivalent of, even overstated, the internet. That's the kind of impact this sort of health is going to have. And then the second idea is, my bloods take absolutely ages to get done. Absolutely ages, because it's so popular. So if you are a doctor or you have a medical practice and this is something you'd like to explore, reach out to me and I will actively work with you on this to build out this platform for people to get their bloods tested, not just twice a year, but every quarter or every month, because that's how I want to get. That's the level of granular detail that I want to get down to. Obviously, I am on the extreme level of things. I like to be extremely hands-on and extremely active. You know, it's kind of like, not to be gloomy, but you kind of have to think about your death and have to think about how you can prevent that, because otherwise you go through life in this blissful ignorance. That's why so many people get sick and never know, because they'd rather be ignorant than informed. So that is my personal longevity protocol. We blitzed through that pretty quickly in 14 minutes. There's a whole lot more to it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down with a health expert and we're going to do a whole episode on this. So if you'd like to hear that, let me know. If you're doing something similar, reach out to me. I'm always looking to chat to other people on a journey of exploration about their health and living longer. And I hope you enjoy that Idea Lab. A little bit different, very personal. These episodes tend to do well when I reveal everything that I'm doing or everything that I'm thinking about. So I hope you enjoy it. I will be back here on Thursday. We're chatting to Rob from Velo Coffee Roasters. Really interesting story. Had a cafe. Decided he was going to buy a coffee roaster, and the rest is history. He now supplies all the big multiples here in Ireland, and he's now cracking into the UK. a real rocket ship journey and a really cool guy as well. I'll see you back here on Thursday. Have a phenomenal week. Do go and join my newsletter. I'm sending out weekly emails now. So go to mrgaryfox.com, join the newsletter, and you'll get information just like this. And I'll link to certain things like the Whoop and the different supplements that I'm taking. Have a great week. I'll see you here Thursday.